Yeah, what is going on, everybody? It's your boy Rob, host of From My Experience podcast, back with another episode. How are y'all feeling? Are you feeling good? Are y'all doing okay out there? Are you promoting positivity? I hope that you are, and I hope that y'all have been well. Listen, y'all, I know some of y'all are like, Rob, how you just skip over Keke Palmer and that whole situation? I've been having a lot of private conversations about that, y'all, and I'm good on that. I'm just good on it. There's just so many angles and people always bickering over social media. It's nothing new, and I really don't get all the outrage, but I understand it. But I feel like y'all doing the most, and I just, there's more important things for me to be talking about. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen here. But I am going to have some ratchetness coming up soon, because I want to have a panel episode with some people, and we're just going to have some hot topics and talk about those things, because, you know, the dating world is always interesting. Haven't had a dating relationship episode in a while, but we will get to that. As far as my life, y'all know how I've been going through some stuff over the last year. Things are going well. A new opportunity is on the horizon, so please say a prayer for your boy. Your boy is just trying to move forward and do some great things. And as always, I want to promote Pass the Peas app, the family keepsake app where you can create collaborative cookbooks. You can upload recipes and share them with your friends and family seamlessly. And you can create those recipes and add 1 minute video instructions for each step of that recipe. It's a beautiful thing. Download Pass the Peas app. That link is in the description. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest in the building. I know, I'll be spoiling y'all, don't I? Yeah. Yo, first I need to give a huge shout out to my previous guest, Howard R. John. Shout out to my guy. He did a great job of promoting his episode and got us a lot of good looks. And he hooked us up with an interview. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, get your notepads out. Take out your notes app, whatever you use to write down the gems and the nuggets, you will need it. There's services. Oh, my phone would go out when I'm trying to read the introduction. Come on, Apple. Okay. Their services have been recognized and acknowledged by Yahoo Finance, Yahoo News, NBC, Fox, BuzzFeed, 103 The Beat Miami, and HBCU Wall Street. She is the credit crusader, Miss Brittany Green.
Hey, y'all. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. My name is Brittany Green, known as the credit crusader, because I help college students graduate with excellent credit. And let me tell you something. I am excited to be up in here to be able to talk from my experience.
I needed you in college. I fell for the okie doke. You know, I was.
How did they get you? How did they get you? Because I want to see if your story is like mine. How did they get you?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is embarrassing because. this is so embarrassing, y'all. But I was super young. And I was debating when I was leading up to this interview, I was debating on whether or not I wanted to tell this story. But I want y'all to learn from my past mistakes. So I went to college back in the olden days. I started in, when did I start? Fall of 2003, right? And we used to have assembly once a week where the entire freshman class would have to meet in assembly room, and we'd have presenters and speakers, and we had, I can't remember the name of the specific title, but like there was like an overseer of the freshman class, whatever that title is. Her name was Miss Ponder. Shout out to Miss Ponder. I love you, Miss Ponder. And she got up there and said, y'all are in college. Y'all are old enough to get your credit cards. They gonna come knocking on your dorms. They gonna come sliding these pamphlets under your door. Don't you fall for it. Don't you mess up your credit, because you're gonna get that credit card. You're gonna swipe it, and y'all ain't got no jobs right now, and y'all not making no money, and you ain't gonna be able to pay it off, and they gonna tempt y'all with a free pizza or something like that. Child. About, I don't remember how long after that. But that deal came. And I can't speak for college students now. But back then, you was two things as a college student. Broke and hungry. All the time. All the time. And that credit card came. I never forget. It's the first credit card I ever had. My own was a Visa. And they were offering a free medium pizza from somewhere. I fell for it. And I'm still trying to figure out how they worked that deal out to this day. But I fell for it. And the pizza was absolutely delicious. And I absolutely went over my $500 credit limit. And I absolutely didn't pay it off. Now, I didn't wreck my credit. But, you know, telling that story now in hindsight, I feel dumb. Because I'm like, yo, you really, like, you were just told by someone who loves and cares about you. Don't do this thing. But y'all was hungry, yo. And I'm like, $500? You know, you feel like you rich in college with that kind of money. Again, speaking from that age. This was the age before social media, y'all. The age before everyone could become an entrepreneur on the internet and make $50 million, or so they say. This was... You got class, and you got to find you a part-time job and pray that your parents send you some money. That was it. Like, their money wasn't overflowing. So, that is my credit story.
Yep, we got the same issue. They got me with the pizza, too, and it was good. I don't know, dread it. I'd do it again.
Well, we know how to take care of business now, though.
So, when I get my free pizza, y'all ain't getting me this go-round. But we have the same story. And that's typically how they still get students to this day.
Really?
They get students more with the food than they do the free t-shirts. So the t-shirt's cool, but you get t-shirts anyway. But they really get them with food. Yeah. And I'm getting
Target marketing, man. Yeah, that free pizza. And I know I ain't the only one. I know some of my fellow Claflinites out there listening and laughing because you fell for that. You know, the dorm was lit up. Like, who pizza is this? Like,
why?
Dean was dang. We should have had a pizza party.
We darn near did. Everybody fell for the okie doke in college. Everyone. This is literally, you are not even close to the smallest number of folks that tell me this. Okay. I hear this all the time, and people are still getting caught with the okie doke.
Yeah, you got to learn from your mistakes, y'all. I've definitely learned from my mistakes at that. First of all, the interest rate ain't at a certain level. You're getting shredded. Well, now I don't even need any more credit cards. I got what I need. The interest rates are right. The limits are right. I use them for what they need to be used for. And yes, I'm an adult. And yes, it's boring. But if I need to go finance anything, I can do it.
You can walk in there confident. Hey, yes. I know I got this, 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 that, and the third. And a lot of people can't say that, but it is. And while it does feel boring or mundane or like it's a routine, I would rather have that strategy and be boring than broke, busted, and disgusted. Trying to figure it out, not being able to get approved for anything, not jobs, not, you know, insurance companies, not your car notes. Not being able to get approved for anything when you really need it the most, that is like the suckiest feeling. So I don't wish that on nobody.
Yes.
So I'd rather the boring than the broke. I would, yes.
Do not fall for the other okie doke. Any and everybody on the planet can get approved to buy a car. That does not mean your credit is straight, let me tell you. I'm gonna stop right there. So, Brittany, I gotta start with this. You had in 2017, correct? Mm-hmm. You were denied a job because of your credit score. What? I've never heard of such a thing. I'm trying to think if I ever had anyone check my credit. I think when I became a realtor, they checked my credit. But I can't really remember too many other jobs I've had where they checked my credit. But please elaborate on this story.
Listen, it's funny because darn near 50% of employers are checking your credit to make a hiring decision. 50%. And it's not just your finance jobs. Like, he was a guy who was like, hey, I was trying to, you know, wash cars at a rental car company. Like, not even your car dealership, like a rental car company. And they're like, no, because of your credit. Now, of course, he is working around cars. But still, why does this... So in 2017, I had just graduated with 2 degrees. I went and got my master's, went and got my bachelorate, did everything my mama told me. She said, go get your degrees, make sure that you do your internships, get resume ready. I did everything to go ahead and climb these corporate ladders. And the minute that I tried to, because I was in a dead end position. So I was in a position where you are the assistant. And if you're the assistant, you're at the bottom of the level, right? Yeah. The only place you can go is up or out, basically. So I'm trying to go up because I'm like, all my mama taught me. She didn't talk about entrepreneurship, right? My mom, she was working. My dad did entrepreneurship, but of course, you know, that relationship at the beginning was rocky. So I wasn't trying to follow in his footsteps in regards to entrepreneurship. So I'm doing what my mom told me to do because she was the person that I knew all of my life. Let me listen to her. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to climb these corporate ranks and I'm thinking that I did everything right. I shadowed people at work. I got the interview prep. I mean, I did it all. I'm extra. I'm going to always do it all. So I get the feedback and they say, oh, well, no, there was a, you know, a reasoning why you did not make candidacy like for the high position. I'm like, how? I was the one that was in the running for it. Like it was nobody. It wasn't like it was somebody up against me. It was me against me. They say.
Not. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's the man against me? It was darn near a guaranteed position, like per se, because I was working as this person's assistant, whatever the case is, but I did not pass the credit check. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? And I had to really dig and ask about it in order to find out the information. And then I started, you know, really learning about, and I'm glad that I did, honestly. I ended up getting fired from that company anyway. Good riddance, y'all. Once I started the entrepreneurship journey, I went over and I started learning about credit education and I started teaching myself and building my own credit. I built my mama credit. I was like, oh, girl, I got over 700. I was like, wait a minute, we own this something. Mm-hmm. And I started doing more of that and was like, wait a minute, I don't have to deal with y'all bull. Like, I can really make some money for myself. And I kind of stopped caring about the corporate position, ended up getting let go. But that was the thing that catapulted me into where I am now, educating. And that was 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Yes, July 14th of 2017 is when I started learning about credit, building it for myself, and learning about it at the same time.
Hold on, let me hit a round of applause for you. I am so glad you took that situation and you decided to turn it into a positive and learn from it, because so many of us get defeated and we just place the blame in all other places. But I mean, the fact of the matter, whatever that determining factor with credit is, you realize, okay, you know, whether that's a BS excuse or not, let me look at my credit and see what I need to do, because this is a problem. Because like we discussed at the beginning of the show, there's a lot of stuff you can't do if your credit isn't right. So kudos to you for that.
They played us, though. Because how you set me up at 18 with a credit card and some pizza, and then tell me I can't get a job?
Yeah, it is, man. And that's one of the reasons I don't like sales, because you don't know who you're getting in the business with sometimes, man. People trying to hit them numbers. I understand the pressure, but come on, man. Yeah. So if you're out there and you have a college student in your life, or you are a college student, be very mindful, be very careful about what you do with your credit early on. It will impact you. If you're trying to get an apartment, house, car, a better credit card, a job in some cases, a loan in some cases, like, it says a lot about you. I mean, it's pretty much your dependability and reliability from a business standpoint, because they don't know you. When you go in there and say, hi, I want this, that, and the third, that number is all they got. They don't know you. They don't know your story. That, and yo, are you making money and do you pay your debts? That's really
it. Yeah. Sign here.
Sign here. So, question for you on the credit side. Is there such a thing as good debt? And if there is, why is it good?
Absolutely. There isn't such thing as good debt, but this is what I tell folks too, because I kid you not, people come to me and they think, oh, she's just about to outline a strategy and that's gonna be it. I'm going to go ahead and break down where the bad debt came from, meaning a lot of that is tied to negative behavior. So bad debt is tied to negative behaviors. Good debt is tied to good behaviors. So here's a space of leverage. Some people are actually leveraging their credit cards to pay off loans. There's a concept called velocity banking where people, of course, you got to have good credit to do that. But they are leveraging their credit card interest, the interest on their credit card to pay down loans, like loans that would typically, like student loans, when you feel like you gotta die with it. You're gonna go to the grave and it's gonna be sitting right next to you. But they'll think it's debts like that. you take that and you use the velocity banking concept, and you can pay your debt off in as long, as little as 10 years or less. But here's the thing. It takes leveraging your actual credit to do so, but you're using it for a good thing. You're using it to knock out your loan in big enough chunks to where it reduces the amount of interest that you have to pay back on the loan, and you just end up eating it on the credit card side, which is way less when you do all the numbers. There's a whole number game to it. But saying all of that to say, now you have accelerated your payoff of debt. And you're leveraging your credit cards, and you're leveraging your actual credit that's tied to good behaviors. You have discipline, you have strategy, and you're now using it to then ultimately get more credit. So yes, there is a such thing as good debt. It's tied down to your behaviors and your discipline and strategy behind it. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. I love that you attached it to behaviors. I did that, in my old age when I finally realized things I need to be doing right. I had about maybe 8 months left of payments worth on my car, but I was a teacher at the time, and I was with a teacher's credit union, and they had a special offer for this loan, 0%. Actually, it's 0% interest, period, for 12 months. It was either 12 or 24 months. I was like, took that, paid off my car. And now, instead of paying car payment with interest, I paid off my car early, saved the interest, got my title, and then I just paid the loan off. I just took my car payment that I was making and paid the loan off quickly, actually. So I saved myself some money at the end of the day. And I was like, oh, this is what I should have been doing all those years, not buying video games and doing all this weird stuff that's, not good behaviors.
And that's what it's tied to. And honestly, congratulations. I don't think we get enough credit when we do good things like that. So congratulations, kudos to you for having the discipline to be able to pivot those behaviors and apply it to better strategies that give you better results. And now look at you.
Yeah, my credit's still bad, but no, I'm playing. It's good. No, it's good. It's good. It's good. It is. It's good. Yeah, those have, and it, I wish I would have done it earlier. But it came with life lessons and stuff like that, and denials, and realizing the true value of it, and understanding the difference between the right time to take advantage of an opportunity. Because and that's another thing, like when you mention the good behaviors, y'all, when you get your credit where it's supposed to be, they come for you. I get credit card offers all the time. 0% interest for 12 months, 0% interest for 24 months. And sometimes when you flip it over and you look at, oh, what is the APR? What is going to be the interest? And you're like, oh, that's a good number too. But I have to say to myself, do you need to use this for anything? Are you going to transfer any debt to this? What are you doing it for? And if the answer is nothing and I don't need it, then it just goes in the shredder because I don't need it. But some people don't want to turn down another $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 because it's another $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. Oh, it's 0% interest. I can pay that off. But let me tell you from personal experience, life can happen to your ass.
Quick.
It happened to me. I had two banging credit cards. Life had happened. And I was like a Shaolin ninja. Swiping them credit cards. The money was looking funny. And before I knew it, I said, damn! I said, I'm right where I'm not supposed to be. But it's not as bad as it used to be when I was younger. It's not where I wanted to be, but it's managed. It's paid on time and things like that. And I'm snowballing and stuff like that. But I'm like, ooh. But I'm glad I was glad I had it. And I'm glad the interest rate is where it is. We ain't in the 24, 25% stuff no more. So, oof, boy, I was the 25% king. I didn't want to talk about that. So this is a question I have for you. I got two questions here. I don't know what I'm going to ask this question first.
Okay.
So you've been doing this 7 years now, correct?
Six.
6 years. As okay.
July 14th. Yes.
Okay. 6 years. So what sets you apart from other people who say they quote unquote coach people to fix their credit? Because there's a few people, I believe we're close in age range. There's a few people we know, yo man, I have a great opportunity for you, man. What's your email address? What's a good date and time? And it's two things they're gonna try to do. They're gonna try to sell you insurance mm-hmm. or they want to talk to you about credit. Most mm-hmm. that's what some of our friends are doing. It's not that it's illegitimate, but it's just like, I don't really need that. I don't really want that. I don't really know anything about your services. So how do you get over that hurdle?
Honestly, I'm gonna be real. Can I be frank with y'all real quick?
Please.
This gonna sound real, real cocky, and I want it to. Nobody, and I mean nobody, teaches credit the way I do. Mm. I have made my own lane. Hence why I'm called the credit crusader, the credit surgeon, the credit guard. But I say that so disrespectfully, unhumbly, because this isn't about me. And the thing that sets me apart is my care, my ability to convey such a foreign language and make it simple as if I'm teaching you the ABCs, your 1, 2, 3s. Like, that is what sets me apart, and the fact that I actually get people organic results. Organic results that have happened transparently along the way. So if there's a dip in somebody's credit score, I'm not running from that. In fact, let me educate you on why there's a dip in your score so that you can see that either you are adjusting to your strategy or that I need you to just be so well educated on what your file is doing that you don't even have to ask me why your credit score is dipping. You can say, oh, I remember she told me to go to the see what's changed section and let's see. Oh, this happened because boom, I closed an account. Or boom, my utilization went up. Things like that. Mm-hmm. What sets me apart is because you actually learn something. Mm-hmm. I am like the credit psychologist. I talk to you and I'm going to make sure that you know that number one, this isn't just about a strategy that I'm going to lay out for you and tell you to take this step. I'm making you look yourself in the mirror. Look at the behaviors and the habits that you have. Look at how you speak about money on an everyday basis. And as you're speaking about that, are you speaking abundance or are you speaking lack? And I make people look at themselves. But when they look at themselves, they're gentle with themselves. And as they're gentle with themselves, they can now course correct and apply the strategies that I'm talking about without having to feel bad about failing and making a mistake. Nobody teaches credit education like I do. Period. That's the difference. Because you get all of that in a nice little hot chocolate, you know, Afro Thunder type of thing. That's what you get.
I'm playing a round of applause. Yeah. Oh, and I got to hit you with my other drop.
I'll be down.
Oh, you said something so powerful. And I don't know what, maybe you can point out what this is, but you said something so powerful. Organic results, right? Mm-hmm. I think that is so important because it's never happened to me. But you hear people saying, oh, I went to a credit repair person. My credit score jumped up for like 2 months, then it went right back down or went mm-hmm. below where it was. There was some type of quick fix or something like that. I saw mm-hmm. that as a realtor, you know what I'm saying? I saw that in real estate. Like, your credit score is really important there, and like your entire transaction hangs in the balance. You can't do no fuddy-duddy stuff. And when I say your entire transaction hangs in the balance, y'all, I was about a week from closing, and one of my clients decided to go to one of these department stores, Macy's, I want to say, and they were offering like this free premium makeup brush if you opened a new account. And she opened a new account. And my lender, who I love, when he pulled her stuff, he saw it. He called me. I called her. I said, so you just going to open a new credit card? And her, she, how did you know? I said, I am watching your transaction. Now, it didn't break anything. It didn't throw anything off because you have great credit. But we told you throughout this process, your credit score needs to be where it was or better by the time we get to closing. You can't be doing stuff like that. She thought she could get away with it. So when you say organic results, what is the difference between your organic results and some of these quick fixes? And do you know what some of those quick fixes are?
Yes, and I love this question. This is my lane, okay? You can literally put the mic by my face when I'm asleep, say something about credit, and I promise you I'm gonna respond. That's just how it is. This is my lane right here. So organic results goes down to what I was talking about making people face who they are in the mirror. I don't care about how quickly you want your results. The quickest that you can get your results is the quickest when you're willing to make a change and make a difference.
Yes.
So it always starts with the person. So whenever I say organic results, I'm not doing these quick fixes such as making you purchase a trade line that a 10-year trade line based off somebody else's behaviors. I'm not making you do that, right? Because then some people will be like, oh yeah, because that's one of the quick fixes. They'll buy a trade line, it's scheduled to only stay on their report for about 2 months, and then it goes down. Most of these credit repair companies are not actually educating people on the strategies that it takes to build and maintain because they want you to need them. I don't want you needing me. I, matter of fact, I need you to get your stuff together and to be educated so well about this. Because you got other things that you want to do. You got other goals that you want to do. I work with collegiate entrepreneurs in a lot of cases. I work with general entrepreneurs that may have never went to college. They may not be in my target audience, but they come around, right? I've worked with adults. I've gotten people to the 800 plus credit score space based on organic behaviors alone. So some of those organic behaviors look like this. Number one, staring yourself in the mirror to see what are your bad habits when it comes to money. Is it the way that you speak about money? Is it the way that you handle money? Meaning, like every time it comes in your possession, you're so scared, so you just spend it like crazy because you don't want to see a high amount in your actual in your wallet. Like that's scared that some of those numbers actually scare people. Or are you hoarding? Meaning you got all this money and you're not making no moves with it. That way you're not using anything. Like, what is your current relationship with money? That's number one. Number two, we can identify where that relationship is showing up in your credit. Is it showing through high utilization because you got a spending problem? Or is it showing as in you always have a zero balance on your credit cards because you never used it? So now you're penalized by the creditors because they're like, you don't never use nothing. You got these balances, but you don't, I mean, these limits, but you don't use nothing, right? So we can kind of see what those behaviors are. Then we add a strategy based on what they need. I one thing that I hate on social media is when they be like, oh, can somebody help me fix my credit? And then everybody in the comments is like, oh, just get this app, just get this app. You don't know if that person needs that app.
That part.
You don't know. You like they could be up to here in credit card debt, and you telling them to go add on some more. So we look to build a strategy based on if you have high utilization, we need you to follow these sets of steps, and then apply a monthly type of usage strategy so that you can get the max out of the out of the points, right? You can settle your credit report down. They can stop looking at you as a risk, and you can and they can say, oh, okay, now she had high utilization in the past, but now she's on a system. She may keep 10% or less utilization on her credit cards every single month, but we had to get there, right?
Right there, yep.
Or if they ain't using it at all, do this. Use these series of steps. So it's kind of customized based on what they need, but I've developed it in such a way to where you can go through the workbook or you can go through the guides and circle what steps it is you need to follow based on the color on your credit report. So just stuff like that. And that's how we make it organic. Long-winded, but I got you.
No, that's what we need. We need, are y'all writing this down? Y'all need to be writing this down. These are the gems. A lot of us, especially in the Black community, we struggle with credit. And like you just said, it's habits. Like, that was my thing. I had poor spending habits. I did something. My dad used to tell me this all the time when I was younger, and my hard-headed behind would not listen. He was like, "Don't count your money until it's in your hand." So I'm swiping a credit card, expecting this to come through, and I'm gonna just pay it off. And then sometimes it come through, sometimes I pay it off, sometimes I only pay half, sometimes I don't pay none of it because I think something else about to come through. Then when it don't come through, and before you know it, you do that 3 or 4 times, and your zero credit limit is now up to $2,000, and you paying $40 a month, and half of that is interest, or a quarter of that is interest. So you really ain't, you about to spend 58 years paying this off. So those types of things can happen. And it is very tough to look in the mirror and say, yo, man, you got trash habits. These things over here you've been doing, you got to stop doing that. This, oh, you paid that off, that extra $100 a month? Yeah, no, that don't go in the bank account. You need to put that over here on this over here and pay this down. Yes. And it's...
That's why we teach people to be gentle with themselves. I think a lot of us are so hard on ourselves so much because of things that just have happened and how we grew up. But it's like, no, you have to be gentle with yourself. You have to give yourself room to make mistakes because I'm telling you, failure is the best teacher.
Whew, yes. Yes, it is. I don't want to go back to class. Okay. What tends to be the biggest challenge with fixing your credit? So when you're looking at people, what do you think the biggest challenge for them typically is?
Behavior. That, and honestly, it sounds redundant, but I kid you not, it wasn't until we started saying credit affirmations that folks started to realize, oh shoot, I'm the problem. So I'm actually studying right now in school for my doctorate, and I'm studying financial behaviors. And that is literally the biggest thing that keeps people back, because I lay out the strategy. The strategy to getting a 700 is not hard at all. It's actually fairly simple, right? 800, that just requires time of the same behaviors. But saying all of that to say, the thing that keeps people back is themselves. Not wanting to have the discipline, or not applying the discipline, or allowing the things that are happening in life to completely pull them off course over and over and over again. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So ultimately, you have to say, no, I am sticking to this decision. I am disciplining myself to go down this route because I know what I know that if I want the 850 credit score, I have to act how they act. I have to do what they do. I have to study what they study in order to have those things. It's us. We're the thing that stops us. That's it.
Okay. So back to your business. So you turned this into a business. Was that job denial in 2017? Was that the catalyst, or did something help? Or did something happen along your journey of learning about your own credit and fixing your own credit that made you say, you know what? I should do this for other people.
No, it was that.
Okay.
Like, literally, because I started off with a credit repair company, you know, the ones that try and sell you and be like, oh, yeah, get here and do this.
Yeah.
And I got mad at them and I left because I'm like, why am I trying to make everybody an agent? I don't care about this. I care about credit. So I ended up leaving them, but that's how I actually started. And I was like, okay, I'm the person that I will learn a lot. So I'm hearing it. And it took one time for somebody to cuss me out. This girl said, why did my credit score go down? I'm like, girl, I don't know. Shoot, ask the company. This is when I first started. I was like, but you ain't nobody else going to cuss me out. Because first of all, my temper was a little too shocked for that at the time. You know, this was, you know, I'm a Taurus a little bit. I don't know about everybody else, but, you know, me, I'm a bull. So I'm going to say what I got to say. So, ain't nobody going to be coming at me sideways. Let me learn. And I started learning. And it's funny because that year, 2017, at the end of the year, I got a radio station on iamcaribbean.fm. And it was IAC.fm at the time. And they was like, oh, we want to give you your entire segment. And I was like, okay, cool. And that's when I really started taking a deep dive within credit. And then I told the company, I was like, yeah, I got to go because I ain't trying to get no more agents. I just want to help people get build credit. And then from there, I just started writing my own books, developing my own framework, you know, really making it how I wanted it to be. And then I read a book. And it was called The Key Person of Influence. And I was like, let me make my zone something that no one else is doing. And yes, you may have financial educators that are out there educating college students, but you don't know any company like me that is actually only educating on credit. So I'm the only college credit education company specialized. So that was like the catalyst. That was like the kickoff. And that cuss out was like, oh, yeah, no, this ain't happening no more. And we organized ourselves accordingly. And it ain't happened ever since.
That is so beautiful that you genuinely found your own lane. And you hit the nail on the head. That's the other thing. We know You know, hey, man, you know, I want to talk to you about a great opportunity. What are you trying to recruit me for? People don't even realize it. And they sit in those courses and classes and training. And it's like, yo, I know you about to try to recruit me. And that's the sad part, because it's like, for me, if you're leading with recruiting me and not leading with the quality of your product, that's a problem. That says you care more about having me on your team and working with you than you actually working for me and for my betterment, because these services are going to cost money. So what is the quality level? So that's definitely set you apart, the fact that you're not out here trying to recruit. And I get it. Yeah, you can get residuals or whatnot off of recruiting. Some people call it a pyramid scheme, whatnot. But it says a lot when someone's like, hey, I want to work with you. I want to help get you right. And like you said earlier, I don't want you to need me anymore. Let's change your behavior so you're good and you're out there. And the beautiful thing about that is, I know you get a lot of referrals. You were referred to me. Like, you were referred to me. I know you get a lot of referrals, because that's beautiful when someone's not trying to dig their hooks in you. It's a more genuine relationship. So that is a beautiful thing. So, okay, you have books, you have courses. Mm-hmm. How do you manage all that? You don't?
Well, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? And I know somebody gonna be listening and be like, well, here she go with the Zodiac. I'm not gonna lie to you, I am very well organized when it comes to my business, because I'm a creative, I'm a visionary, so I see a lot of things and I'm like, sometimes I see it so far in advance and I'm like, oh, that's gonna go great. And it's like, dang, well, should I create that right now? Yeah, let's go ahead and create it. And then it ends up coming into like benefits later. Like, for example, I have a credit monitoring guide that's coming out real soon. But I've had that, like, I've been working on that for a little bit, like for a little minute. And it's like, I know it's all going to go together in some piece. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of leave it out there and I like brainstorm it and I organize it in a certain category. So that's how I've been keeping organized and managed with everything, because it's all working towards a bigger picture. Like, say, for example, in the fall, we're doing workshops across different campuses and it's a 3-day series or a 3-hour series in total. And with this experience, they get to get the monitoring guide, the score high book, the project pre-rich workbook. Nice. All of those different things pretty much build on each other. So it's like, yeah, it all comes together in me doing everything under the same umbrella. So I talk about credit. Credit is my niche. Workshops, credit. Everything is pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. It's just enhanced over time.
That is beautiful. So you just have multiple products that serve the same purpose.
Yes.
Huh. Now you make my own podcast strategy make sense. I'll be trying to explain to people. This go with this over here, okay?
It's been going now.
So I only got a couple more questions for you. I'm a save the juicy story for the end, because Lord have mercy. We had a good laugh about that. So I'm new. I just heard about you from one of these wonderful outlets. Let me back up. What was it like to be recognized by these outlets? Yahoo Finance, Yahoo News, NBC, Fox, BuzzFeed, 103 to Beat Miami. Yes, I'm naming them all, y'all. HBCU, Wall Street. Like, what was that recognition like? What was that recognition? Y'all can't see her, but Lord.
See, if they could only see the visual.
Visual's coming soon, y'all.
They feel like, where's all these random laughs coming from? I promise, we two moms over here. Listen, it feels good because I just got recognized again today. So honestly, I just learned the power of awareness.
Okay.
So I celebrate everything, okay? I don't care if I got, if I said that, because I'm big on manifestation and the words that I say. So I don't care if I say, oh, the crosswalk is going to be empty when I get there. If I get there and it's empty and I walk across, I'm celebrating. But at a time when these things were first happening, it was very chaotic in my life. So it's not that I didn't appreciate them, because I did, but I was allowing the areas of light to rain on my happiness at the time.
Gotcha.
So ever since then, once I learned the power of awareness and being present and just enjoying where you are, like in this space, in this time, in this season, now I go back and I celebrate each one of those things, and it feels amazing because it's like, oh wow, these were a lot of things that I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know how I was going to afford it, but I just thought of something and I used the creative power in my head and all the different tools that were around me. Like, for example, when I didn't have much and I still needed to get content done, well, I go to the library. True. When I, you know, after a bad business deal and I didn't have many resources, the library has free rooms for you to be able to go record things in, podcasts, videos, you name it. Didn't have the editors. I didn't care, but I would do those things. So I'm saying all of that to say, once I then learned the power of awareness and being present and using my resources, I began to celebrate everything. So the way that I celebrate those things now, oh my God, it feels great, because these were just thoughts that were in my head and they end up turning into things like books and courses. And I'm like, oh my God, and it's giving me results. So honestly, it felt good. It felt good. And today I was actually, I had a glass of Chardonnay. It's Luther Vandross and Lil Anita. Somebody gonna catch it.
They definitely gonna catch it.
Self Financial recognized one of my books. Now, for those of you who don't know, Self Financial is a mogul in, and this is not paid promo, but a mogul in the credit building space. If you have absolutely no credit to deal with, anything to work with at all, them and like a company called Stellar Five, both amazing products for building credit if you have absolutely nothing. And to be recognized. But I'm like, oh.
A round of applause.
Oh.
Woo! You just out here with getting all the recognition. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You definitely said something extremely important, and I say it all the time on here. Probably not enough. I don't say it all the time. Let me take that back. I've said it before, but I don't say it often enough. You have to celebrate the small victories, and just to celebrate a positive thought or to manifest something in your mind and it come to fruition, we have to celebrate. There's enough stress and drama in our lives already, and it's overwhelming. So shine a light on those bright moments, no matter how small they are. Put the spotlight on that. And that just keeps the positive flow and the positive energy going. I need to get back to that mindset. One of the things, an adjustment I made, I stopped saying, and I did it with you today, actually. I stopped saying that I had a bad day based off of one event. There's 24 hours in a day. Somebody can say something to piss you off, and you might be pissed off for 2 hours. But don't let that be the highlight of your day. I'll say I've had I had a challenging moment or challenging moments. But overall, my day was good. Because it was, you know what I'm saying? I had good food today. Got to go and drive on the road. Got to talk to some people. Got to laugh. Got to practice for an interview today with my friend. I'm doing this podcast with you. Someone did get on my nerves today, but that wasn't a highlight, and that was a very small part of my day. So guess what? Yeah, I had a moment, but no, you are not going to take my entire day and change my entire mood because of one moment. No, 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 no. We're not doing that. So
absolutely.
I love that.
To you, darn it, because that is something serious. To be able to make that adjustment, again, that power of awareness will catapult you, oh my God, so far.
Yes, it shall. All right, I'm new. I'm coming to you because I need credit repair services. So one, you can go ahead and tell people where they can find you. It'll also be in the links, but in the description, your links will be in the description. But I'm coming to you. I have a credit issue. What is the process like working with you start to finish?
Yeah. So I immediately put you in boot camp, all right? No food, no water. You got to sit here. You got to take your
notes. That sound like imprisonment. Wait a minute. They feed you in boot camp.
You've been bad. Now you got to come to boot camp. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, man, that is hilarious. No, you can.
She said no food, no what? Ain't nobody clicking your links. What the heck?
But you know what? I said that on purpose because if somebody wasn't listening, they started listening. They're like, who is this fool? I got to go see what it look like. I know they, look, I'm taking somebody going to be like, I know she bald head is. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. Somebody going to go to my Instagram. Yeah, I know this is a troll. No,
Oh
they
my
gonna know.
God.
They gonna know. They gonna be like, yeah, who this cocky girl? We love her. I love y'all too. But in all seriousness, if it was someone coming to me and they said, hey, I need some credit help, it depends on where you find me. Because if you go and you find me on Instagram, some people DM me. I do answer my DMs, so I will respond back to you. And then I'll either direct you in a space to go. Some people just go directly to the website, go directly to the strategy call, book a call, and we hop on the phone or on Zoom, whichever. But I'm gonna tell folks right now to take advantage of these strategy calls. This gives you an hour with me for us to go and deep dive into four of your most prominent credit concerns. And from there, we're going to decide a course of action steps. So for some people, they just need that one strategy call. That's it. They just got to get the information. They're going to be good to go. They're not in a terrible position. Typically, those folks don't have collections. They really just may have nothing credit at all, or they have,
Sorry, you said that C word, child. The collections. I ain't seen them since my mid-20s, but Lord, actually probably early 20s. But I'm sorry. I got to
See, that's a
chill.
bad word. It's a
It's
bad,
a,
bad
yeah.
word. So when folks don't really have that, they just need some clarity. They'll just come to the one strategy call and they'll be good to go. Others are like, hey, no, I got collections, the bad C word. I need some actual help. Then we'll put them onto a plan. Now, the price that you pay for your strategy call, if you need further services, that price is then applied to the remaining of the program, and we go from there. So that's typically how I will tell folks is to go directly to the strategy call or one of the upcoming events. We do live workshops for those who are like, hey, I want to go to a workshop more so than working one-on-one. I like the community feel. I like being able to learn in a group setting, network with other people, promote my business, all that good stuff. You want to go to like the main events, but mainly a lot of people are coming to those strategy calls where I can kind of get in and give them a personalized session on what's happening with their credit and give them the right direction to get it on going.
Whew, that sounds nice. And first of all, you are very generous for doing an hour long. See, we hear. I'm doing the eyeball thing where you point eye to eye, y'all. Because I'm working on I'm beta testing my, so you want to start a podcast. I'm gonna do a master class, and it's 2 1-hour sessions because there's so much important information I need to give you. And I know people, they say they think everyone has ADHD, but I'm like, yo, I can't. I have almost over 10 years of experience doing this. Like, I can't cram that into 30 minutes. Like, you're gonna miss too much, and there's some stuff you need to know about. So I know that call must be important. And I love the fact that another thing that separates you are cool with saying, yo, you don't need to go any further. Here's what you need to do, and you're good. Thank you for your time. Versus, hey, yeah, that may be well, but let's get you here and do this and add all of this and do this. And that just becomes you upselling. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying anything is wrong with upselling, y'all, but again, it just sends a different message. When someone knows that you're good and this is where you want to be, like, hey, this is available to you if you want to go further. But if this is all you say you need for what you're trying to get done in your life, cool. Bam, we'll leave that right
But
there.
you
I love
know
that.
what? Some of my clients actually get upset with me that I don't have anything else for them to do. That's fine too. And I don't say that in a way to necessarily be over the top, but in all seriousness, because credit is a relationship. So I do see why people will upsell and want to keep you on because again, it is a lifetime type of thing that you have to keep building your strategy. The minute that you let the strategy go, now the strategy can be second nature, it can be something simple, but you have to keep doing it because the minute that you stop, then your credit then suffers. So it is some folks who are like, hey, Brittany, I just want to stay in your program, or because I do have people who pay me still on a monthly basis just for me to monitor their report. One of my NFL clients, he actually has me monthly checking his credit, making sure that if anything changes, I can go in and adjust it. So you have people that actually do want to stay on.
Beautiful.
And they will get mad at you if you don't love someone. Because, like, hey, I don't want to leave. Like, where are you going?
Oh, you're an accountability partner. Look at you.
So, I get it. But I do understand that part of it where people, I will tell them, hey, you don't need any services any further. Like, this is all you need. And they're like, well, wait a minute.
Don't leave me.
Love me. But then you do have those folks who will just unintentionally just try to upsell you just because they want more of your money. And I ain't doing that. Because I will say that even the hour-long conversation, it's up to an hour, mm-hmm. and it's not a free call. Because when you show up, I need you ready to invest in yourself. So I do make you invest up front for the coaching call because I am not a repair specialist. Let me make sure I say that for legal purposes.
Say it again.
I am not a credit repair company. I am a credit education and credit coaching company specifically for educating you. So when you are booking my services, yes, you're going to pay up front.
Yeah.
You're going to pay up front because what I'm drafting for you is a lot different than just just sending out some letters to the credit bureau. No, I'm actually drafting up a plan of action steps that I need you to take and make sure that you have, so that you can take your strategy long haul.
That is beautiful. And yes, you need to be willing to invest in yourself up front. Any and everybody who is truly successful, if you really listen to them, a lot of them have paid for courses, they bought books, all kinds of stuff. Paying is worth it. The education is worth it. The lifelong benefits are worth it. Mm-hmm. Do not be afraid to invest in yourself, y'all. Do not Absolutely. Be afraid. All right, you got to tell us about this crazy leap of faith story you took with your boyfriend. I read that and I almost closed my entire laptop. I don't even know how to frame it. I'm gonna let you frame it, but I was like, yo, this is when I say tell me an interesting story about yourself, this is the type of stuff I'm talking about, especially in today's climate. I don't know how active you are on social media, but everybody got something to say about our relationships nowadays, and Lord have mercy. So tell everyone about this huge leap of faith that you took.
Listen, I am fun and responsible, okay? But one thing about it, two things for sure, is one of the two gonna be off balance. Maybe I may be a little too responsible or a little too fun. Because quite frankly, when it comes to me, I personally think that you learn a lot from failure. So if me moving across the country with someone doesn't work out, the relationship didn't work out. Didn't mean that I didn't work out because see, everything that I do is it has a good interest for me involved as well. Mm-hmm. So we both just happened to mutually benefit from the move here to Atlanta.
Okay.
Because we both are in the college market. He educates collegiate athletes. And I'm working with just collegiate entrepreneurs and collegiate students that are looking to climb the corporate ladder.
Okay.
Cool. So it was just, honestly, I'm from Detroit originally. He's from Chicago originally. But we both lived in Florida for some time. And I was just like, maybe Florida to get your girl back because Texas heat was getting a little hot. It was, getting a little crazy out there. And, they had just passed some laws in Florida about adding financial education to the school system. So I'm like, great, this sounds like where I'm supposed to be. And worst mistake ever. Texas, let me come back. I miss y'all. Mm. What up? I'm about to send Texas the you up text in a second.
Hi, you up. Please be up.
I'm on the way. But moving to Florida created such a toxic environment, and I saw myself going 5 steps back. And I was like, oh, wait, this is the wrong way. I'm going the wrong way. Let me turn this car around. Let me go the other way. And it's typically on brand for me to do something crazy, outrageous, just bold. And I was like, so we should just pack up everything and just leave. And he was like, okay. He's like, okay.
You said you're a Taurus?
Yes. And this is and what's crazy is that's not on brand for Taurus.
Okay. I was about to say, I could never. I don't do that's anything not on brand, but go ahead.
Yeah. Taurus, we love stability. But see, I tapped into the other parts of, you know, of me. Quantum leaping and learning things about entrepreneurship, and then also knowing that nothing changes if nothing changes. And it clearly, if nothing is working out here, I gotta go somewhere else. So no, I had no plan whatsoever. My mom might kill me when she hear this because I came out here on a hunch because I was working on some leads and leads were working out and they're still working out. Just can't talk about them yet.
Cool.
but I was like, I came in the early phases of it. And I'm like, yeah, everything is working out. Everything is perfect. And this is this. I had nothing set up. We had $250. And we were like, all right, so how are we going to do this? All right, they got a free grocery spot in Georgia. We could go to the gathering spot to use Wi-Fi. And I just started thinking of resources on the spot, on the fly. And it was probably one of the best decisions that I made. I do not recommend this for everybody because if you ain't strong, if you ain't aware, if you don't know how to be present in the midst of chaos, if you don't know how to be happy in the midst of chaos and still smile and twirl in the grass and hug a tree, then this life ain't for you, boo. But that's okay. Take your time, plan it out a little more, but still take the leap of faith. I just decided that if I'm gonna go in, I'm just gonna go and jump. And it's working. It is working. I just got my membership at the gathering spot. And I'm here all the time with my team. So I'm never not here with my team. Like my team is actually out there on the floor right now, but we come in here and we stay here pretty much all day. Or we'll go and do, you know, go different places and do different things. But we've gotten so many resources. Like soon as he got out here, he got a partnership with a gym. Soon as
Nice.
I got here, I got a partnership with some folks with a banking coalition. So now we're putting education workshops together for college students in the areas. I have students who are in my pilot community program who are here in Georgia. So I get to link up and do events with them. So honestly, it just made sense, but it was because everything in my life was falling apart in one space
Yep.
because my time was up there. There was nothing left for me to learn there. In fact, the only thing left for me to learn there was that if I stayed there, I was going to end up being the person I was back in 2018 when I left the first time. I was gonna go back to being that person, and I was not okay with being that person. So I decided that I had to do something completely different. I had to completely throw myself into what's called a new timeline, a new version of myself, and I had to begin walking who she was. So I ended up changing up how I walked, how I talked, what you know, what my morning or my rising flow, I say, I have a rising flow. I don't like to say morning because I ain't morning. Ain't nobody crying for that. I ain't crying. Shoot, I rise and I'm in a flow. So let's go. They made him fall. I wish y'all could see this.
Can't be professional with you.
This
Ooh.
is our professionalism right here. This is it. This is the one.
Wow. I'm glad that that worked out. That is definitely a scary leap. I don't know too many people, and I don't know anybody in my life that would take that kind of leap. Especially if they're not the one that's like coming up with the idea. Oh my
And he
goodness.
was a trooper because he wasn't happy in Tampa either. He like, bro, what the hell? Why everything going wrong? You know how they got me get. And I'm like, cuz we gotta go do something different. And him listening to me. All right, let's go. Packed up the car, 2 days gone. And literally have had gas in the car ever since. We go to the grocery spot, have food every single day, somewhere safe to lay our head. As we're getting adjusted, as we're at, you know, bringing on the new partnerships, we had to do it innocent. We had to take a big enough chance. We had to stop talking about, oh, I want to move, or oh, we got to wait till the time is perfect. We got to wait till the money is perfect. I'm not a wait type of girl. You're not going to tell me to wait too long. I'm a
clearly.
Like, it's my money and I want it now. Like, I think that I should go. Now, don't get me wrong. I do have patience for the process because I get that. Right. But in some instances, nothing changes and nothing changes. If I keep doing this same thing and nothing is new is coming, that's boring.
Yeah.
I need some excitement. So we just packed up and literally has been the, I literally just got my, this one I'm talking to you at right now.
Yes, it's beautiful. Bye. It's beautiful. My head is still spinning. I'm glad that everything worked out, and that is a hell of a leap of faith. I've taken some small leaps. You did the Steve Harvey. You jumped, and you ain't know when the parachute was gonna open, but it opened. My goodness.
The string. What do you mean?
You're pulling the string, bullshit. Man, listen, because I want to be in the Atlanta area. I got to get my money up, though. I ain't got to be rich. But, like, Lord, because that's where I want to be. There's just something that is calling me and drawing me to it because I was in Virginia. I was in the DMV. Things were going well, but then things did not go well. And then I looked at what I wanted long term. And I always knew I wanted to come back to the South. I'm in South Carolina now is where I'm from. I always knew I wanted to come back because I want a house with some land that doesn't cost $58 million. So you get you a townhouse in Virginia for about $500,000. Say hey to your neighbors every morning, whether you want to or not. But I was like, this is where I want to be. So that's the plan I'm working towards. But I do appreciate you sharing that story and being so transparent about, you know, utilizing the resources and just being transparent about how you felt about it and how things, at least you had something, you know, hey, maybe, you know, we got some stuff going on there, you know, you got there and you started grinding and working. And that's got my wheels turning. That's got my wheels turning.
You know what's funny? I did not grind when I first got here. I did not grind. I did the exact opposite. And that is actually what made things come to me faster. I slowed down to speed up.
Hold on now. See, you can't. It was nice talking to you. Where my exit music at? I slowed down to speed up. Get off my podcast, yo. Okay, explain, please. I'm confused.
Listen, a lot of the culture right now is grind, grind, grind. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta burn yourself out. The reason why I went broke, let me tell y'all, the reason why I went broke after making a crap ton of money within the credit education space. I did not make my systems repeatable. I did not make multiple me's. And I did everything. I literally burnt myself out, which is how I ended up in the position that I was in when I ended up going back to Florida for a different reason. Saying all of that to say, I had to learn how to have a harmony in my workflow. I could not create the same grind. You know what I did this morning? When things didn't work out and I was supposed to be in here at like 7 this morning, didn't even get in here until like 12. Well, because of some other things that were, you know, I was waiting on my membership number the whole night. I went and I laid in the grass. Took me a little nap. Watched the, you know, the traffic. I love to listen to the birds chirp. Like, I'm a nature girl, okay? So one thing about a nature, you can find me in somebody's park hugging a tree. Period. But I had to get used to things not necessarily working out and being able to go with the flow. And if I know that I need a little bit of harmony in my life as far as to make sure that I'm able to show up and give fire, is I had to take time to be present because I was so focused on the past and what didn't work out or where things were going wrong, or I was too deep into the future that I was missing all of the things in my direct environment that I said that I wanted at some point. So when I slowed down and I was giving myself gratitude and I would take time to focus on personally developing me, I could enter those spaces that I needed to enter into because I, again, took that awareness upon myself, made myself the person I needed to be to show up in those rooms because the who I was at making 30,000 a year is not who I need to be to make 6 figures a year. That's going to require something completely different. So who is she? How does she show up? And if I get the chance to have an empty canvas and design who she is, well, she takes breaks. She takes naps.
Yep.
She goes to eat. She go does fun things. So I spent time enjoying myself so that I had the energy to be able to pitch 150 people a day. Or so that I had the energy to go sit and speak in a room for 3 hours with maybe two or three breaks. So that I had the energy and the charisma, the aura, to be able to approach a bank and be confident at what I can provide. But I wouldn't have known those things if I was so frantic over every single situation and trying to move every single moving piece and control everything. I had to release the control, take a step back, be present, be grateful. And that is what made me the person that I needed to be in these new rooms that I'm in, because I couldn't go in there with the same frantic hustle, no sleep. I'm off like six energy drinks. Like I could.
Let me hit the round of applause. Yeah. This is why we do this. This is why we do this show right here. This is why we do this show. Thank you so much for sharing that transformative message. You actually just provided me with some enlightenment, because we're cut from the same cloth. That used to be me. No offense to anyone who is Jamaican, but my friends used to call me Jamaican because I always had two jobs and three side hustles. And, you know, I learned the phrase jack of all trades, master of none, and I slowed down. Slowed down the speed. I never thought of it like that, but I've slowed down and I've stopped and I said, what are your goals? What do you want to do? How you want to get there? And make time for you for those same exact reasons. That grind life, you are miserable. And some people, you know, if that works for you, if you want to grind, so when you're 45, 50, you can start enjoying life, great. Now, I need to start enjoying some life now, because I'm sorry, y'all. I'm at the age now where some of my classmates are passing away. Some family members are passing away. And I want to enjoy some things right now. It don't have to be trips overseas or anything extravagant, but I like enjoying the simple things. Like, I will sit in my car, open the sunroof, and then eat lunch and listen to a podcast or something like that, just like that. But like you said, I learned to stop and say, what are you doing? We doing this podcast? Pass the Peas app. We doing a masterclass, and we're going to have a nice career. The end. You provide me with opportunities. Great. And I got someone who can fill that role. I don't have room for it, and I'm not going to make room for it, because I know my capacity. I know my limit. And if I add too much to my plate, I lose, because those small things I love to enjoy to do, I now don't have time, because I'm always working on something instead of living, and as you said, being present. So wow, thank you for just making that full circle. I'm stealing that. Like, Rob, man, remember you used to have little jobs? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Had to slow down so I could speed up, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
I'm telling you, it gets people every time, because people be like, what the hell do you mean? Like, how does that even make sense? But then it makes all the sense, because I'm able to show up happier and y'all love me because I went and I ate this morning and I went and I sat in some grass. If I didn't do any of that, I'd be cussing all y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's funny thing about grinding, there's a lot of friction and you do slow yourself down. Yes. That's what a grind is. It's two forces. Two opposite forces rubbing against one another, creating a lot of friction, a lot of heat, a lot of stress, a lot of strain. Something's going to crack or break eventually. That's what you don't want, anything grinding. That's not what you want. Believe in who you want to believe in. Listen to who y'all want to listen to. But if you out there grinding for real, you a tired individual for sure. I've had the bags. You know what I'm saying? I've had times where people was like, are you alive, bro? Like, every time I talk to you, you at work. I don't want to be him anymore. Well, I'm not him anymore. He's gone. That's gone. Like, I have lazy days, all kind of stuff. But I thank you for just bringing that back around. And I slowed down the speed up.
People ask me, they say, how do you do all of that? Because I am a full-time entrepreneur. I'm in my PhD program. I'm in a relationship. I have friends. I have all of these things. But how the heck do you do it? I do what I can when I can. And when I can't, I don't.
Beautiful. Exactly. Exactly. Because you don't have to do everything.
I'm my bills. I'm more than any of that. I'm living this human experience, and without me, this human experience wouldn't exist.
The end. Hold on, where's my other?
I'll be damned.
Mic drop. Brittany, thank you so much for joining me. I don't have any more questions for me. Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to promote, talk about? If you have all your socials and links and where they can find you, you can shout that out. I'm going to put all those in the description below. Y'all make sure, even if it's not you, you know somebody who needs her services, okay? You know somebody. That friend who's been talking about buying a house, that person who might need a new car, that person who's starting their business, anybody trying to make any type of financial decision, or anybody you know that just wants to do better in life, period. Changing your financial habits changes everything, period. So the floor is yours, ma'am.
Yes, so the last thing that I really, really want to say, it's because this has been on my heart from the beginning. Talk yo-ish. Don't be afraid to shine your light. Don't be afraid of someone else's light getting dim, because your light should be shining so bright that it honestly just helps other lights get, you know, start to shine. So do not dim yourself to fit into this space that we call a world. So when it comes down to working with me, y'all find me on IG, TikTok at I Am Brittany Green. That's BRITTANYGREENE. Do not forget the E, because it's green. Not green, but it's green. Make sure that you add that part up in there. But find me on Instagram. Shoot me a message. Send me some love, because I do respond. And sometimes I respond in voice notes if you really come in my DMs and we having some fun. So you can find me on those places. Right now we have our strategy calls for those who are like, hey, I want more of a one-on-one approach. That's what I like. But anybody, I don't care who you are, if you've gotten credit repaired by someone else, if your credit is in order, but you're still looking for tips because you're, you know, looking to see if you're approval ready for the next phase of your life and what you're looking to invest in, then I'm going to need you to get our monitoring mastery. You can pre-order it now from the link in my IG bio, but it's called Monitoring Mastery. I'm going to be giving you the tips, the tricks of the trade, where we're going to be doing a live walkthrough of how you should be monitoring your reports on a monthly basis. Because if you want that $850, you got to act, do, and be with what the $850 folks got, be, do, and have. So that's all I got to say. I love y'all. I'm out like chicken scouts. Thank you so much for having me.
You out like what? Where am I? All right. Nope. I'm not even going to give you a chance to explain that one.
Yo,
oh man, FME podcast family, I love y'all. Y'all know where you can find us, FME_podcast.
I want chicken scouts.
FME_podcast on everything, from my experience podcast on Facebook. FMEpodcast.com. Coming back soon. We working on some rebranding stuff, y'all. I know I've been working on that since 88. It's coming though, I promise. I had to get some stuff finalized, but it's finalized now. Brittany's information will be in the description. Make sure you check her out. Give her a follow. And that's all we got for y'all, man. Until next time, take care of yourselves physically, mentally, and financially. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.